From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Three arrested in Austrian refugee tragedy. Austrian officials say they've arrested three people connected to the discovery of 71 bodies of migrants found in a truck trailer on an Austrian highway near the border with Hungary. Officials said early Friday that two of those arrested are Bulgarian, while the third has Hungarian identity papers. A police official said a Syrian travel document was found among the bodies, suggesting that at least some of the victims were fleeing the civil war in Syria. Joel Milman, a public information officer for the International Organization for Migration, speaks with VOA about the number of migrants crossing into the Balkans.
Like everyone else, we've heard the figure 3,000 a day, which seems quite plausible given the volume of traffic into Greece, which is where most of these people crossing the Balkans have started out. We are up to now almost 200,000 arrivals in the Greek islands this year, which is a phenomenal increase over the last year. We are talking about 107,000, 110,000 into Italy already this year. The numbers are just really multiples greater than last year.
Meantime, a boat full of migrants that launched from Libya and was headed to Italy has sunk. Authorities fear as many as 200 people are dead, but an exact count is not yet known. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has ordered the army to halt all military operations. Now, this ahead of a full ceasefire that goes into effect on Saturday. A presidential decree issued late Thursday also tells the Sudan People's Liberation Army, the SPLA, to stay in their current positions and fire only in self-defense when attacked. On Wednesday, Mr. Kiir signed a peace agreement with rebel forces in Juba, a week after rebel leader Riek Machar signed the agreement in Addis Ababa. This is